You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
the 702 app,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7,
and 106 FM.
I definitely am, you know, taking a moment to just have a thought, sending love, light, prayers to everybody in KZN. I saw some of the pictures of the re-devastation that is happening in that area, and we hope people remain safe. Can you imagine that they were trying to fix and repair from the last floods, and already the weather service has warned of heavy rainfall in more areas of KZN. So we will all be looking out and hoping that the individuals that are there able to stay safe. EWN as well will keep us posted on what's going on in KZN. But I came across this tweet last week. It was the 19th of May. A gentleman I follow on Twitter who happens to be a designer. He has a business called Inga Atelier, and very, very talented guy. So he posted on Twitter the following. He says, "I just bumped into the president taking a walk in the neighborhood." And he's got a picture there. You can see the president from the back with what I'm assuming is a bodyguard walking with him. And he is, you know, sort of like, oh, the president's on a walk. And then the president stops to take a picture with him. Now, this particular tweet with two pictures is just filled with so many people that are asking, they are literally asking, why are you stopping to smile and take a picture with the president? Why didn't you lay hands on him? Why didn't you punch him? And he jokingly was responding like, guys, do you honestly think that I would be able, or I would lay hands on the president, like, of all the people to assault in this country? And they started pulling up his previous tweets where he was, you know, asking about the 22 million rand flag and all of these things. And people then started commenting about, oh, outrage on Twitter is fake. So I want to ask a question of all of you. All of us that engage on a platform like this, some of you are listeners that would probably never even think of calling a radio station. Maybe some of you tweet us or send a WhatsApp once in a while. But all of us on a platform such as this, on a platform such as Twitter or Facebook, we've all had our moments where we are expressing our feelings about something related to the government and their inefficiencies, or related to the president. So in the past week, definitely Eskom has been a major, major talking point with all of the announcements that change. The 5 to 10 p.m. schedule that was scheduled for Saturday became 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday. And on Sunday became 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eskom is one part that we complain a lot about. Last week, massive conversation was the 22 million rand flag. There are constant conversations around corruption, around crime, all of these things that we're just so unhappy about in the country at the moment, which many of these responsibilities literally lay over the president's head. So the question that I'd like to ask all of you, while you have this list of things that you're unhappy with, or a list of things that you actually are completely outraged about in the country at the moment, particularly to do with the government and then to do with our president, in real life, under normal circumstances, if you happen to be going on a walk and you saw the president, number one, would you ask for a picture? Because he is the president, even if you're mad at him and some of the areas that you feel he has failed the country and failed his position as number one citizen. Would you stop and ask him for a picture? Number two, what would you actually say to him? Because what people say on social media, I have realized, is not necessarily something they would be comfortable to say in person. Hence, so many people were criticizing Inga, saying, okay, does this mean that we're only angry on social media, but when the president is in front of you, you are a fan? So many people are saying, you know, you were angry, lost social media. Why are you smiling with somebody that is basically stealing from the country, is not being accountable, keeps saying they're going to deal with crime, is not tending to the failing economy, is not fixing Eskom? The list is continuous. So number one, if you bumped into the president just on a walk, and the reason that it's important that we specify it's about the walk is because he actually has the time to stop and talk to you, versus if you bumped into him at some press conference or some event surrounded by security and somebody that's probably running his schedule and somebody that's fielding a million questions. It is just him and his security personnel, who, by the way, if you haven't seen the picture, his security goes on a walk with the president in a suit and kick and boboza while the president is in sneakers. Kick and boboza, how would I say that in English? It's those formal shoes that have a point, and they probably at some point pinch your toes, and you can't wear them the whole day. So think church shoes, or the kind of shoes you would wear into a formal event. So it's the president, he's available. And he has, because a couple of people have seen him on walks, he does actually stop and greet people and take pictures. In real life, what is it that you would say to the president if you saw him in real life? Hey, would the question be, hey, actually, when are you fixing employment? Is that something you would ask the president if you saw him? Or it's something that maybe you only reserve to complain about when you're online or at the dinner table with your family? And I really want to understand, because it can be intimidating. I mean, you've been seeing this person on television for so long, and then you finally get an opportunity to see them in person. Maybe the words won't come out of your mouth, or maybe you're the type of individual who would not even give a hoot. You wouldn't even bother going to greet the person because you're not that type of person. You would keep whatever grievances you have inside. But I really want to know, as a South African who is passionate about where we are as a country, where the country is going, where the economy is going, as a person who has certain feelings about, you know, the healthcare system, the education, all of the things that we have been promised that are not being done, all of the family meetings that we've been having, everybody tune in at 8 p.m. for all of these things that you've been experiencing over the past 2 to 3 years. Let me know, what is it that you would say to the president if you saw him in person? And it's also okay to say, I'm very angry about X, Y, and Z. But realistically, if I bumped into that man, I'd probably be too scared or feel too intimidated to say a thing. And for some people that I know that have bumped into the president, that have basically tried to say, President, please make sure my funding goes, they do take the opportunity to raise issues, and he sort of will pass them on to, I don't know if it's an assistant or what. If you are one of those people who has had that opportunity, what results has it yielded? Because there is a possibility that one of you listening has bumped into the president on a walk. Did you say anything to him, and what came out of it? So I'd like to hear from you, and I'll share with you as well what I would do if I saw the president specifically on a walk. I'm not talking at an event where there are lots of people. It is literally him and somebody else that is his security person. You can literally ask whatever. Nobody's watching. There's no cameras. There's nothing like that. Realistically, what would you say? Would you have the guts to say all of the things that you say on radio, that you say at the dinner table, that you say on social media, that you are failing us, or, you know, you and the ANC, whatever it is, would you have the guts to say it in person? And maybe after you say it, you'd still say, actually, Mr. President, can I have a photograph with you? Just for keepsake, not because I like you, but just because you're the president and I want people to see that I met you. We'll take your calls, 011-883-0702, your SMSs, 31702, your tweets, at RileboGileM, at Radio 702, using the hashtag 702 afternoons, and the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
702 afternoons.
With RileboGile Mabotja. Call RileboGile.
On 011-883-0702.
21 minutes after 1 o'clock, and I'm asking the question, after somebody had bumped into the president, would you take a picture and smile with him after a week ago you were complaining about certain things to do with the government, certain things you're not happy about? Or would you stop and ask for a picture. Would you actually address some of the issues you're not happy with? So I'd absolutely love to hear from you. What are the things you would say if you bumped into Cyril Ramaphosa on a walk? There's no media, there are no distractions. It's just you, him, and his bodyguard. Some people were saying, why didn't you lay hands on the man for disappointing us, for letting the country down, for lying to us, for all of the broken promises? I mean, if you feel like you would have the guts to throw a punch at the president, let us know as well. 011-883-0702. The SMS is 31702. Your tweets at RelebogileM at Radio 702 using the hashtag 702 afternoons, and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Some of your voice notes and WhatsApp messages that have come through.
Hello, RelebogileM. Thanks for paying my voice note. If I had to bump into the president on a morning walk, I would have just one question for him. I would ask him, what would you do if you were me? My name is Myrtle Clark, and my partner Julian was murdered, shot dead in our bed in a house robbery in July 2020. It's nearly 2 years now, and there has been no investigation into his murder. I am also a cannabis activist, as was my partner. We were known as the Dacha couple. I would introduce myself to the president as such, and I would also ask him, as I said, what would you do if you were me? Because every single day our arrest helpline is filled with people being arrested for cannabis, but there's no investigation into Julian's murder. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for that. I'm very much aware of you and your work, being one half of the Dacha couple. Again, condolences of the loss of your husband. And I think you hit, you know, your issue straight to the point, particularly when it comes to cannabis. That how is it that so many people are being arrested for cannabis, which there are countries abroad where it's completely legalized, and they are non-violent crimes, where your husband was shot and murdered, and you're even still at a point of, like, you're waiting for an investigation. Absolutely terrible. I think what you said is just straightforward and to the point. I have no idea what the president would do, but I have a feeling he would probably say, you know, contact this person who will ensure that something is done about your case. And then suddenly there would be an investigation underway. Gail says here on WhatsApp, I would like to ask the president, has he got the guts to fire half of his government? That is what Gail is saying. Guys, the president, I feel like he is an amazing speaker. I feel like, and I haven't met the man as in like to have a conversation with him, I have a feeling that for many of the questions that any of us would ask him in person, he will have an amazing answer. You know, for that of, do you have the guts to fire half of your government? He might give you some beautiful answer about, should the, you know, half the government be at a point where they need to be fired, he wouldn't hesitate. But we are yet to see some firings actually happen in the government. More of your voice notes.
If I had to meet Cyril Ramaphosa, I'd obviously greet him. He's the president of the country after all. I'd ask if I'm allowed to have a photo with him. Would he mind taking a photo with me or a selfie? And I'd actually congratulate him. It's difficult working with a massive amount of people. It's not an easy job.
All right, I didn't expect that, but good for you. So one person who is saying you'd congratulate the president for the work that he is doing. Let's be honest, the likelihood of a country like South Africa with the many problems we are sitting with, some which are inherited, some which got created in the past 2 to 3 decades. In a country like this, I find it extremely rare that we would ever have a president that majority of the country are happy with the work that they are doing. I think there are far too many problems. I don't think that is a realistic expectation that we would have a president we're happy with. It would be nice, though, to have a president whose words align with their actions, and they give us feedback and come back to us on some of the things that they say they're going to do. One of the challenges I have is the lack of consistency when each and every time we hear about corruption's going to be dealt with, and then we don't hear of actual successful sentencing where somebody is actually going to jail. Another one of your voice notes.
Hi, Rebogile, it's KJ. I would definitely ask for a photograph, to be fair. It's not every day you get to meet a president and take a photograph with him. Doesn't mean I believe in what he's doing and his policies, but it's such an opportune moment. But I would probably not ask him anything, but I would say to him directly that they need to get rid of all these people implicated in corruption. They need to make people accountable, and the ANC top brass should hang their heads in shame to what they are doing to their own people. It's very, very sad. I would genuinely say that, and that's where I'd leave it, but I would definitely take the photo up.
Thank you so much. I'm going to be honest, I'd also ask for a photograph. I happily would ask for a photograph because that person is number one. I remember the first time I met the then president, Jacob Zuma, I asked for a photograph. And it was just, I was performing at the time and singing the national anthem at a private function. And afterwards, I got the opportunity to meet him. And the picture that I actually have with former president Jacob Zuma, we're both pouting in the picture. And then I sent the picture to his daughter, who I went to school with, to say, I didn't know your dad pouts for photos, but I got it. It was a cool moment. Doesn't mean I don't have issues with some of his politics, you know, even with the president himself. But I definitely would also ask for a photograph. There's another person who says, Lebo, for me, the hypocrisy lies in the pride of that picture. Yes, I know punching him or homodriba. Okay. Sorry, when you're reading something in English, when your brain is in English, but they've written in Tswana. Homodriba as in to trip them, ne? To trip them, basically, is not really realistic. But I would want to get a lot more out of him than a photo opportunity, especially now. So I think that's why people were mad at Inga. That's from Lerato in Midrand. I can agree with you, Lerato, just in the sense that I also probably would have wanted some kind of follow-up on something. I would have insisted, and we don't know if that happened with Inga or not. But I would have been like, Mr. President, I'm actually struggling with X, Y, and Z in particular. Please, can you assist with some type of follow-up? And then there is a person who sent through a WhatsApp who's saying this sums up your topic, but basically they shared an article which looks like a poem, and it's called The People Who Forgot to Be Nice. And they say, a poem I wrote, it's on gordlaws.co.za. I think I know this person, Gordon. He says, a poem I wrote because people on the internet make me sad sometimes. This will soon be and he says that this is soon going to be published as a children's book, illustrated children's book. But let me just read the first couple of lines. And it says, there once were some people who were really quite nice. They'd greet one another, sometimes even twice. They'd smile and they'd wave and let others go first. They'd look for the best, even during the worst. If they didn't know anyone, they'd give them a chance. If they didn't know something, they'd find out and ask. If something that happened was making them sad, they'd try to discuss it so it wasn't as bad. These people, well, they were like you and me, and like me, not better or worse, mostly ordinary. They try to see good when given the chance to build others up with the strength of their voice. But then something happened to the folk who were nice. One of them invented a conversation device. At first they were thrilled, they sang and rejoiced. Now everyone else could hear everyone's voice. People here, people there, people so far away could be reached with whatever they wanted to say. At first it was great and ideas were shared. At first people listened. At first people cared. They could reach out to friends and say, hey, how are you? And all kinds of other sweet, good things to do. But another thing happened that took them by surprise. Because people act different when you can't see their eyes. It's a small little thing, hardly noticeable at first, but soon it caused people to bring out their worst. See, no matter what any one person might think about what to wear or to eat or to drink, which music is best or which movies are great, whether something is funny or which people to date, there's always a person, or many in fact, that simply don't see things like this or like that. It's normal for people not to always agree, but lost in devices, it was all they could see. And from the safety they found in their screens, they forgot that it's never okay to be mean. Instead of trying to see all the things were the same, they just looked for reasons for anger and blame. They ignored the good people right there in their lives, their friends and their families, their husbands and wives, the people at school who all used to play. They'd ignore them and stare at their screens the whole day. They'd get so full of anger. It would not go away because somewhere someone had a mean thing to say. And the poem continues. And basically the person is saying, this sums up the discussion, that on social media, you can be super, super angry at the president and then you bump into him and you smile. If you want to see the rest of that poem, go to gordlaws.co.za. That's G-O-R-D laws.co.za and search people who forgot to be nice. We'll wrap up this conversation after Eyewitness News.
702 Afternoons
with Relebo Gile Mabotja.
All right, as we wrap up the conversation that we've been having as to what you would do if you bumped into the president, after Inga bumped into the president on Twitter, he posted a picture. They took a picture together. They were smiling, but people were saying, why did you not throw hands at him? Why, you know, did you not address some of the issues he's doing with regards to failing the country? Kabelo on Twitter says, there is your answer if I meet the president. And basically he has put up a video of the president Macron, in the French president. He is running with his bodyguards and then he goes to greet a group of people that are standing in front of a barricade. And one of them literally slaps the president. And of course, the security tackled him. And he's saying that that is exactly what he would do. But more of your messages. Hi, R. I would thank the president for taking on this awful job. Maria, a white woman. Okay, that's literally what she said. I'm not saying Maria's a white woman. She's telling us she's a white woman. Another one says, hi, Lebo. I would ignore him, but deep down, I would wish I could chastise him. Regarding if I bumped into the president, firstly, I would never assault anyone, never mind the president. My cravings for jail time are a flat no, give fine thanks. I would honestly tell him that all we really want in Hammanskraal is to have our water issues fixed. Imagine opening the tap and green colored water comes out. It's not right. I don't care for an image, but I'll take one anyway for control. It's what M in Hammanskraal has to say. Hi, Lebogile. I'm waiting for the day when the number of negative Twitter comments about the president will equate to the real votes when it comes to our general elections. Not everyone in South Africa is against this president. Thanks, Simon. And the reality, Simon, is that there are many, many people that are not on social media. There are many, many people that are sitting, the access that they have to certain bits of information is possibly community radio stations. There are people who don't even have televisions. So all this outrage that many will speak about on social media or on radio stations such as ours, all of those, it's almost like an exclusive little bubble of a few people that are outraged, whereas there are many others, hence politicians do door-to-door campaigns, that don't have access to the type of conversations that we do have on shows like this. Mukundi from Mondio says he would say to the president, why oratamaga president? Isn't president, why do you like lies? Why do you like lying? Your last voice note.
Hi, Lebogile. It's Temba here. You know what? If I bumped into the president, I wouldn't do anything or say anything because there is nothing that he's done in the past couple of years that he's been in power. So there's nothing that I will say. We are in darkness because of the things that they are not doing. So, yeah.
Mm. Thank you so much. So you would not say anything to the president because already he has failed in other things. So what is it that he could possibly say? And then, I just have to read this. So WhatsApp, hi, Lemkhile. Just a message to you to say thank you for your show, your topics, your energetic personality, and how you reach and touch our lives in your special way. Just want to say thank you and keep up the great work that you do. Listen, it is a team effort. Let me start there. I have a fantastic team of producers that I work with. But thank you so, so much. You know, we come here and have these conversations and we do it for all of you. So thank you so much for all of the messages on that subject.